And I remember sitting at my house and just scrolling, not working because I didn't want to go to freaking work. And I'm just scrolling and I prayed. And this was verbatim. This is what I prayed. I'm like, Jesus, I'm going to need you to give me some Jesus work to do. And I'm going to need you to pay me for it.
Hey, friends, frenemies, acquaintances, and haters, you too. Welcome to the Rebel Maker Podcast, where I, Marty Stotler, the Rebel Queen, your resident publishing maven, and serial entrepreneur, encourages rebellious behavior and rebellious action in women all across the globe. If you believe like I do, then you're in the right place. One, books change lives. Women totally run the world. Collectively, we have all of the answers. And on a scale from one to you just read my damn mail, not chasing that burning desire deep inside you is equivalent to a warm beer on a hot day. This podcast is a rallying call for high-performing women like you with big vision and a bigger will to lock arms and source all the tools we need to succeed for ourselves, for each other, and for the world at large. So cheers, friend. Here's to shortening the learning curve and chasing down those dreams like our livelihood depends on it, because it kind of does.
Hey friends, been a while since I have been back on the Rebel Maker. We did a short break because, man, podcasting is a lot of hard work. I had no idea how much work it was. However, season one, 20 episodes, it was so successful. It has been so well received. Listen, guys, we're the top 10%. Isn't that amazing? And now that we're here, now that we've got listeners, now we need to talk about a few things. We need to talk about why the Rebel Maker. Listen, I have been publishing for 15 years. And here's my story. And I actually love telling this story. So growing up, I have wanted to do a lot of things. I can remember at one time I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to be an archaeologist. I wanted to go dig in some dirt and find things. I wanted to sing. I was going to be on stage singing. Mostly what I really wanted to do. I remember sitting in elementary school and I remember sitting in the classroom, I don't know, fourth, fifth grade, I have no idea. And my teacher's name, which would have been fifth grade, was Mrs. Perry. And Mrs. Perry wore heels. And I remember sitting in the classroom every day, listening to her walk down the hallway. And her heels, just the sound of her heels on that hallway, she walked with confidence. I loved it. And there's not much more I can say about that. That's what I wanted. I couldn't wait till I could wear heels and little clippity-clop down hallways. So when publishing came along, it wasn't actually my thing. I was an avid reader. At any given point, I would have three or four books laying around my house with, what's the word, like bookmarks in it. So I could pick up wherever I was, I could just pick up that book and just start reading. So one beside my bed, one in the kitchen, one in the living room. And at any given point, I could just pick up where I left off. So publishing was never on my short list, never. But what I was doing at the time was I was selling insurance door to door. And I was so tired of selling insurance. I met some of the best people. To this day, I have met some of the best people selling insurance. I learned about connecting with people. I learned about networking. I learned about relationship building. Some of my very best friends to this day, I met because of insurance, but I was selling insurance and I hated it. I wasn't fulfilled. And I remember sitting at my house and just scrolling, not working because I didn't want to go to freaking work. And I'm just scrolling and I prayed. And this was verbatim. This is what I prayed. I'm like, Jesus, I'm going to need you to give me some Jesus work to do. And I'm going to need you to pay me for it. So then one day I'm out peddling my insurance and I walk into this office building that's clearly an office building. And I walk in and they needed my insurance, right? They did not take my insurance, but they did scoop me up. I walked out with a job offer I said yes to. It just so happened to be at a faith-based publishing company. Also, because I was in insurance and I had sales experience, they put me directly in acquisitions. So the beautiful thing about being in acquisitions is my role was to read and review unsolicited manuscripts, and some of which had been sitting there in this repository of manuscripts that no one has looked at for a very long time, a year. So my role was to review the manuscript. And if I thought that there was something to this book, then I started the conversation with the authors and I started the negotiation process with contracts. So 15 years ago, here I am, 15 years later, still publishing. So that's how I got started in publishing. My views on publishing and my views on how to publish have changed over the last 15 years, which has culminated into my company, Rebel Queen, which I started back in 2009, because I wanted to do things differently and I wanted to do things my way. I didn't want to have to ask permission to somebody else. I just wanted to be able to call the shots. I just wanted to say, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to drop a freaking F-bomb. I want to talk to women. I want diversity in what I am publishing. And that's what I'm doing. And then I'm having conversations with all walks of life, women, men, young, old. Gosh, I've published freaking teenagers. Shout out to you, Macare. Listen, it's been an amazing journey. Resoundingly, the information that I am gathering from these people that I talk to is, listen, I tried to Google. Well, you and I both know that if you try to Google anything, I don't care what you're trying to Google, which is the best coffee, how do you publish books, what sunglasses look best on me, all of which are my favorite things, by the way. When you start Googling, the information is just so much. It's so loud out there with information. And I'm like, you know what? I want to be the person that if someone starts talking about books, that someone says, oh, you need to go check out Rebel Queen. You need to go check out Marty. You need to go listen to The Rebel Maker. This is why I started this podcast. I started this podcast so I can have these open, honest, raw conversations with people who have published books, people who have been in the publishing industry. So we can just peel back the layers like an inside peek. What is this really? How do I do this? What do I need to know? What comes first? And that's it. That's it. I just want to have raw, open, vulnerable, transparent conversations so that something that we say in any of these podcasts can inspire you, dear listener, to take the next best step in your publishing journey. One of my favorite things to do is to have conversations around publishing. I wanted to give the goods, the tools, the resources, the how-tos, the struggles, so that I can lift the fog off of publishing and make it easy, right? I think there are way too many books out there that have not been written, that won't be written for whatever reason. Money, time, effort, your head. Listen, your head, that's a whole bitch. But that's why The Rebel Maker. My goal is to have open, honest conversations with people who have published, with people who are in the publishing industry, with women and men from all walks of life, to just peel back the layers and make this easy for you. So the goal for The Rebel Maker is for you guys to listen, find value in what's being said, find some sort of inspiration that you can take your next best step towards whatever that is, writing your book, publishing your book, starting a business. I don't know. Whatever your next step is. So friends, as you're listening to The Rebel Maker, do me a few things. Review me on Apple, guys. Review me. It helps others find the podcast that's best for them. If you have heard something that has sparked a conversation and you want to talk about it, email me. If you're like, Marty, hell yes, let's chat. Marty, let's just start talking about all of the things. Listen, one of my favorite things to do is to have conversations and dispel all of the myths and all of the concerns around publishing. You can go to my website, rebelqueen.co. Go to my website. Book a call with me, because when you book that call with me, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get an opportunity to ask any question that you have about publishing. And if I don't know it, I'll tell you, I don't know, but I'm going to check into that for you. I am going to tell you the steps that you need to take to get your book published. It's going to be very high level, but hey, this is what you need to get your book done. And this is the order that you need to do it. And then also I'm going to tell you how I work because maybe I'm a good fit for you. Listen, 1.5 million books are being published every single year. I am not the best fit for everyone. I totally understand that not everyone is the best fit for me. And at the end of that conversation, if you think I'm someone that you want to work with, we're going to know that we're going to be good together. And then I'm going to take your materials and I'm going to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. And it's going to be great. And this is what it's going to cost to do that. And then you're going to make a decision. But you're going to walk away from that conversation feeling very empowered. You're going to walk away from that conversation knowing exactly what you need to do next. And you're going to walk away from that very freaking conversation, hopefully, to freaking get your damn book done. Friends, make sure you share this with your friends. Make sure that if one of your friends is talking about a book or they have written a book and they're just like on the struggle bus with something, send them my way. Send them to the Rebel Maker. Maybe they like me. Maybe they don't like me. Who knows? They'll love me. Send them my way, go to the website, book a call, and let's just chitty chat. All right, friends, thank you so much for listening to The Rebel Maker. I hope you guys are ready to get your damn book done. I know I am. Friend, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Rebel Maker, where I not only support, but also encourage rebellious behavior, rebellious action, and doing the thing that no one thought you could do. Hell yes to you. If you're digging what you're hearing, finding inspiration and actionable items for your next step, then please do all the things. Subscribe, share me with your besties, and send me a message. I'd love to chat. Cheers to your success.